Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today's shenanigans, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we were gone last week because we had mini vacation.
We did!
It was nice. What did you do? Do you do anything like spectacular, or was it just relaxing?
No, nothing spectacular, unfortunately. I had to get quite a few things done for BJ, which I successfully did, but a lot of it was kind of like, you know, you have a window of time where people might show up to do things to your house or whatnot.
Of course.
I am one impatient bitch. Let me just tell
you. Are you just finding out that?
Well, no, but even when I know that I'm going to have to be patient, I'm just so not patient. Mm-hmm. And all last week I think I was an irritable bitch because I think I was PMSing, which I'm glad I have an excuse for, because this week I feel much better. But I was like, every day I'd wake up, and you know when you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and you're just like, I'm already annoyed.
I'm already pissed off. You woke up and chose anger and violence.
And I did that, I think, every day last week. So then when I had to like wait for people to show up, to do this, to do that, I was just like, I might rip someone's head off.
Like, over it.
Yeah, but other than that, J-Rub's got a Switch, and we've been playing.
I'm so jealous.
I am nerding out hard. I think we've almost played Mario Party every night.
I love Mario Party.
That is like my favorite game. So, of course, he did the whole like, you get the subscription for like 50 bucks a year and you get like all the old school games, which is a crazy good deal. Like Sonic and the old Mario. And yeah, it's bringing me back. But then the one game I was like, we have to get Mario Party. So we've just been.
Which Mario Party? The newest one?
The newest one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I asked one of my friends who has like 5 Switches or something ridiculous, who's like the biggest nerd ever, who I used to play Mario Party on the GameCube back in the day. And I was like, texted her immediately, which one should we get so like we can battle, you know, even though she like lives in California, which
That's
I think is the
awesome.
Coolest thing ever. Yeah. So that was pretty much my weekend or my past few days, just acting like a raging bitch and playing Mario Party.
That sounds amazing, actually. I mean, maybe not so much the raging bitch, but
I got all my rage out. On Mario Party. Yeah, it was actually really nice.
That's awesome. Like, I've been wanting to get a Switch, but it's one of those, like, if I had somebody to play with more consistently, I will. And one of these days, like, depending on the price, I might eventually get it for my brother.
Oh, like, I mean, I have a few friends who have kids, and it's like, they love it.
I should probably specify my 30-year-old brother, not my 3-year-old.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Funny enough, this was a while back. My dad and I found, they have like these little consoles. They look like the old school Nintendo consoles.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug them into your TV, and they have hundreds of games. Of the old school games, right?
Wow.
And sometimes they have like multiple versions of the same game. I don't really know, but my dad like plays Mario on it, or he'll play Pac-Man. Those are like the ones, mostly Pac-Man. And recently he started showing my littlest brother, the 3-year-old, how to play Mario and Pac-Man.
Oh, he's going to become better real quick.
Oh, yeah. He's three, and he's actually not too bad. Although he gets too stubborn and he wants to do things his way. I'm like, dude, you're about to run out of time. And if you don't do this, and like he gets small, he loses his, what does it call him, boom boom, or what is it? Like the band, I think he calls them boom booms, like the little fireballs.
Oh, yeah.
Like you just lost it because you weren't paying attention. And so when he starts to lose, he'll like give me the remote and like I'll have to play, or
You'll
my brothers
have to
will.
Save him.
We didn't grow up with a lot of those video games. We only had, was it Super Mario? That half, it was like Super Mario and Duck Hunt on one cartridge.
Yep.
So those were the only ones. And I played Pac-Man when I got older, but never that old school on the old console. Like it was always on the computer or something, or at an arcade.
My thing was Frogger.
Oh, but I love Frogger.
I don't remember where the hell I played that, because it's not.
Computer.
Was it on the computer?
That's where I played it. I played the crap out of Frogger.
Yeah, because I was hoping the subscription would come with Frogger, but so far it hasn't. I'm like, maybe I didn't play that on a game system.
Well, because I also think that Frogger is a Nintendo.
It is. It's not?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So I think that might be why, like that you're only getting access to all the old school Nintendo games.
Yeah. Yeah, J-Rubs has wanted one for a while, and I was like, whatever. Like, I don't really play video games, so I was like, if you want one, get one. But then I think I'm going to be taking some plane rides. And I'm like so old school that I just like have an iPod and my old like word searches, you know, that you actually like write. So I was like, oh, babe, if you get a Switch, I can bring that on the plane. And because that doesn't need Wi-Fi or whatever. Mm-mm. At least I don't think it does. Yeah, if you just have the game, you can play.
I think so. I mean, I don't really know. The only thing I really know about Switches is that there's two different kinds, at least.
Yeah.
One where you can just have the actual Switch game console, kind of like what you would use, like your old Game Boys and stuff.
Yep.
Which I still have my old Game Boy.
I wonder if it turns on.
The Game Boy itself does. The problem is a lot of those old cartridge games, within them, they have little batteries, and those die. And so when they die, you can play the game, but you can't save it.
I mean, that's cool. You can still play it, though.
Right. But some of these, like Pokemon, you want to save it because you can't play a whole game. So that being said, there's ways to change the battery in them.
Oh, you still can?
You can. I've watched videos on it. I just haven't. But you can also get the Switch where you can take it with you, but then you can have it, like, connect to your TV and play that way with
Dude,
people.
It's crazy.
And that's the one I want.
And it, like, there are two controllers on mm-hmm. each side. I, like, my mind is still blown how it all works. Like, I still don't
think back in my day.
Yeah, you just hook it up and then it's on the TV. And then you can like play with your friends if they have one too.
And they're all connected to the actual, like your controllers have a big old cord to it. And if you move, you drag the whole thing with you.
Right? None of that. Oh my. And then J-Rob's got like a whole thing where you can like stick the controller in like, it looks like a steering wheel or stick the controller to an actual like controller. So you can like hold on to more because actual like the controllers are like tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he just keeps looking at me like, this is blowing your mind, isn't it? I'm like, you have no idea. It's blowing my mind.
See, I would definitely go with the one that makes it a bigger controller because I don't like the teeny tiny ones.
Yeah.
I got the arthritis, kids.
No. Yeah, well, and they're so tiny.
Right.
My thumbs are too big for that.
And then, like, after a while, your hand starts cramping and, like, your fingers get stuck. No, just
oh,
me.
Oh, man. Then you got to pause and do your some finger like, exercises.
Run them under hot water like an old lady.
That's
but
so sad.
I know they've had, like, the steering wheels for a while. Like, they had them for, like, the Wii games.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, the one before the Switch and stuff. But, like, that's awesome that they are able to get the bigger controllers and stuff. So I'm glad you're, like, enjoying it, though.
I am. We're having a blast. I'm enjoying it way more than I thought I would. So now I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I'm convinced you to get a Switch, babe.
Right?
Oh,
yeah. That's so cute, though. It's a nice thing that you guys are able to do together.
Yeah, and it's different than just, like, watching our normal, like, TV. Or you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you want to play Mario Party? I'm like, yeah!
Hell yeah!
You're going to get owned!
If I ever get a Switch, I'm definitely going to be like, Sarah, let's play.
Oh, yeah, no, please do, so then I can own you, too!
You probably will. I just want to play. I'm here to play.
I'm pretty cocky, and I kind of sometimes think I'm pretty good, and then other times I'm like, oh, man.
But, like, Mario Party's a lot about, you know, luck. Because you have to, like, jump up and get the numbers, right?
Yeah, but then there are, like, a lot of mini-games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all skill, Vicky, okay?
Well, yeah, you gotta have the finger skill.
You do. Run them under hot water, get them ready!
But it is a nice balance of luck and skill, so at least there's that.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the problem with, like, when you play, like, Smash Bros.
I haven't played that in forever.
Which I love, but my brother would always whip my ass, so
he's really good. That was all skill, though, right?
Yeah. I'd always play Kirby and just swallow everything.
That's another game, J-Rubs. Yep. The new Kirby apparently just came out.
Is
yeah,
it really good?
Well, there's like a demo, which is so, so smart. They put like a demo on, I think it's probably everyone switches, like a demo of the new games that come out.
Hmm.
So you can demo it and see if you like it or not.
That's really
and
cool.
Super smart on their part. And of course, J-Rubs loved it.
Yes.
Like loved the demo, had to like, he played it himself and then put it on the TV and had me watch him play, which I think is actually really cool because I didn't know Kirby like became each thing that it swallowed.
Oh, okay,
so, like,
yeah.
At one time it like became a traffic cone and I loved that. But anyway, yeah, so I think we literally just got that either yesterday or the day before.
So, you're such a cute little gamer.
I know, I'm a little nerd now with my little Switch.
I mean, you always were a little nerdy. You like some of the superhero shows.
I do, yeah.
Was it Peacemaker? You watch
Arrow?
I love
Peacemaker. Flash, yeah.
But like, Peacemaker is on another level when it comes
Peacemaker's
to...
Peacemaker's on another level.
It's superhero, nerdy, and filthy.
Hilarious.
He's, like, side note, freaking John Cena can act. He can act.
I was very impressed. So, and he's like, he's so big and...
Right?
Oh.
So badass.
Anyway, did you have a good long weekend?
It was good because like it was a nice mix of hanging out with the family and also like being able to just do stuff on my own.
Yeah, and a little you time.
Yeah, I didn't really want, like, I've been in this mood the last week or so where I haven't really wanted to talk to anybody. So I felt really bad because I haven't like, I'll look, I'm like, crap, I forgot to message this person yesterday. And so I'm like replying a day later.
Because
I'll
get one of those.
At least this last week. Usually I'm pretty good at like responding pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But this last week, I've just been fully on like just doing whatever I want to do.
Good.
And it's been so nice. Like one thing, I don't think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I mean, we all know that I love my arts and crafts. I'm constantly doing different things. Like the ADHD makes it to where like the dopamine hits and I start a craft and I get fully on board onto something. And this is like a known thing that a lot of people with ADHD suffer from. They'll like start a project or whatever and then they'll go on to the next thing. Like they'll get super like knowledgeable, get all the materials and everything, and then they'll won't touch it again forever.
Without finishing it.
Yeah.
They'll start it and then just kind of get over it.
Or they might finish a few things and then that fixation's over, the dopamine's over, and they go to the next thing. Sometimes they come back or not, which I've been trying to be pretty. My goal is to, whenever I do start something now, is to stay consistent enough to where I do a thing with it. Like I don't just do halfway. Like, okay, you got to finish this.
Oh, and be okay.
Done. So that is my goal. At least done most of it, right? To the point where I can do something with it. For example, currently I've been doing a lot of resin jewelry,
and just which is
so resin. It's like this clear, I use the UV resin. So there's two different types of resin. There's ones that cure by itself, like where you pour like resin, like A and B, the two parts into each other and you mix it together. You can add glitter or like a mica powder to add like a cool color effect. Or you can even add like alcohol ink to like color it, and you can make different things out of them. You put them in a mold and you can create stuff. You can make, like, depending on the mold, you can make little stars, little hearts. I've seen people use bigger ones and they've made coasters. Or
is it like a glue, like a really sticky glue?
I mean, it is sticky. It stinks, like especially the fancy one, the one that has the two parts. The one I have is a UV one, so it's all in a bottle. You pour it in and you use a UV light, like when you go get your nails done and the gel nails.
Okay.
Use that light and it hardens in like 2 minutes.
Damn, that's hella fast.
Oh yeah, but it kind of looks like a glue, like a clear glue. It's what it looks like and kind of has the consistency of, but okay. It hardens.
Okay, so it's not used like glue.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
it itself is what hardens and stuff. So I've been doing like I got a couple of different what's it called, little molds and stuff. So I've been doing stuff in the shape of like little gems and jewels and adding colors and stickers and stuff and just playing around. And I've
are you making like jewelry out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so I've made a lot of necklaces. I made a few, and I've gotten a couple charms and stuff too. But I'm not really liking doing the charms because they're kind of cheapy looking. I mean, I got them like it was one of those sales. I got them for like $4 or $5, and I got like 200 charms.
So it is cheap.
So it was very cheapy, and some of them are fun. I don't like them as just like to wear for like a necklace and stuff. So I've been having fun like cutting them, like cutting the part where you would hook it onto a necklace or earring, and putting it within the charms, the new charms. So adding it as like another piece.
Like part of the resin?
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Instead of having that be like the actual earring part or something. So it's been fun playing around with different colors and techniques and stuff. And I can sit there and do it for hours or until I get a headache.
Until you're sick of looking at this tiny thing.
Well, that and like I've used different types of resins to kind of, one, because they're on sale. I'll go for the one on sale, and also to test out which ones I like most. And the last one I got does stink a little more than the others.
Oh, God, so you're getting high is what you're saying.
A little bit. So, like, it's...
Woo! No wonder why you're having a great time.
Right? So, the last, like, yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm over it. I'm going to go walk away from this. But, yeah, I've been having fun. There's somewhere I'll have fun. I don't know what to do with it, so I'll just pretend I'm making it for somebody.
And that's does that, where... like, kind of inspire you more?
Yeah, so I use you a lot for inspiration. Like, I messed up on one of them.
Oh, me!
I did one with, it was like a butterfly, and I added too much powder. So, this is the back of it. I didn't take a picture of the before.
Oh yeah.
So that's the back of it. The butterfly in the front kind of got a little foggy because I mixed the mica powder too much. You couldn't really see the butterfly. So I said, screw it. And I have at the dollar store, they sell, do you remember? I think it's called Anne Frank.
Oh, hell yeah. Anne Frank was my homie.
So I found like packets of like stickers, like a crap ton of stickers.
The brightly colored like lions and like rainbows.
And like unicorns and teddy bears and stuff. Yep. I have a couple of those stickers. So I found this one and I just added it on top. But I found like these like cute like lips and added glitter to it just to salvage
it. So much better than the butterfly.
Right. And so I'm going to be making some like the Anne Frank
and it looks stickers. Totally different.
Right. Like
oh,
I added
love that.
I just added the glitter on top. Yeah. And
oh, yes. And oh, just, that's so my jam.
But I've been doing stuff that look like, so these are all made out of resin. They're not rocks, but I make stuff that look like little like gems or like, you know, like those little rocks and stuff that wow. people like and stuff. And
Yeah. That usually wear like a pendant kind of. Like.
Mm-hmm. And then I add like I have a bunch of gold and like silver leaf. So I'll add that on it to make it look fancier. I add a crap ton of glitter. I'm just playing around and seeing what works. But I'll do something like the lip thing. I'm like, oh, this would be something for Sarah. Like, so that's what I try. Like, this will be for my mom. Like, to get ideas on what to make.
Yeah. So how many have you made, you think?
I took a bunch of the pictures for them so far. Let's see. I'm just going to.
Like 10.
Oh, no, more than that. 20. Like, plus earrings and bracelets. Because I've been making, I got a bunch of. So I've kept a lot of beads and stuff from different projects over the years. Or, for example, I had like a pearl necklace that I wore for a costume party or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it broke. So I kept all the pearls. They're fake.
Oh.
And so I had gotten these really cool beads. They're skull beads.
Hardcore.
But they're different, like they're really different colors. There's like really bright color, like one of those like that go from like blue purple, you know what I mean?
Oh gosh, yes, I love that, where it's kind of like two colors depending on like which way you're looking at it,
right? So, and then they had like the blue green, they had some like clear white ones, they had white, they had a bunch of different colored ones. So I started just playing with those, and I made a couple with like the secret, I call it like a secret skull, so you're secretly badass when you're trying to go formal. So I have like some with like pearls.
But if people look close enough,
you can see the skull.
They know.
So I've been doing like a few of those as well. Like I love that idea of like pretty and like badass at the same time. Like yeah. Itty bitty skulls.
Very you.
So I've been doing a bunch of those as well. So including a lot of the bracelets and earrings, because I don't even think I showed you a lot of the earrings. I want to say close to 50 at this point with everything. And there's a few other, like I call them like the choker necklaces. They're have you ever seen like the collars some people wear with like the silver ring?
Oh yeah.
A lot of times like people who wear the real collars, it's a signal that they are a submissive in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just like it for the aesthetic. So I've made a couple that weren't like the leather bound. They're just like strings. So it kind of gives you that vibe without it being too heavy. So I've made a few of those with like some with skulls, some with like cool little metal pieces. But that was harder to photograph, so I need to borrow your neck, Sarah. I need a model.
Yes, you can borrow my neck anytime. And I'll choke you.
And I'll give you the lips, or I'll make you your own Anne Frank, whatever.
Yes!
Is it Anne Frank or is it something else? Is Anne Frank I might be saying the wrong one. Hold on.
Anne Frank.
Is it Anne?
Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank. Anne Frank is the Holocaust girl. Oh, Jesus, Mickey. I am awful.
I'm over here like, I love Anne Frank.
But you knew what I was talking about. Lisa Frank.
Exactly,
I was like, Anne Frank doesn't sound right.
Lisa Frank. I know.
Lisa
I was like,
Frank.
Anne Frank sounded like too right. Like,
right?
Like, I know this name too well.
Yeah.
Lisa
I'm sorry,
Frank.
Everybody. Do not kill me.
I mean, hey, I love Anne Frank too, right?
Yeah. Anywho.
She did some good things.
Yeah. Anywho. But that's Lisa. What I've been doing and I'm looking into like possibly selling it like on a site, but I gotta do a lot more research and stuff. So you guys have any recommendations? I hear Etsy may not be the place to go right now. So if you guys have any, please shoot them my way.
Yeah, where to like sell your own like creations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like jewelry, is this like resin stuff like the stuff you like the most doing?
I think it's fun because it's pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so
I can make a...
You
yeah.
get satisfaction quicker than, like, if you mm-hmm. were to, like, build a desk or something.
Exactly. Like, as opposed to, like, my... Because I do a bunch of the funky crowns. If you've seen my Instagram, I'll do those. And those do... those take me a while.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I know you've done, like, other things before. Mm-hmm. Like, with the water bottles and stuff as well.
Yes.
But is this, like, your... The jewelry is, like, your number one so far?
Yes. And, like, mostly because the water bottles, like... It's funny because now I wish I had more water bottles. I don't want to buy more because I don't know... I like the way they came out, but not enough to sell, you know?
Okay, yeah, and you want to, like, sell something that you, like, are proud of and
right.
love.
So, like, I would love to go back, and at least maybe if I get another water bottle, I can do it, too. I have another technique I want to try, and if I can master it, I can maybe do them, too. Like, I add glitter into, like, the double-vented, tumblers and stuff like that. I've done that, and that one's, like... Some of them have come out pretty awesome, and there was one I was super proud of, and for some reason, the type, whatever glitter, whatever I put in it, like, clumped up after a day.
Oh.
Like, awfully. Like, it doesn't move at all, and I was so upset, because it looked
Weird.
So perfect the day of and everything. Nope. Nope.
I wonder if there was, like, too much of one, like, too much resin or too much glitter
or something. Yeah, I mean, the only resin I use for those is just to top it at the bottom, like, to prevent it from leaking out, but... Anywho, but yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's exciting, though. You might have another side hustle.
Right?
Jewelry maker.
And, like, I can model them on OnlyFans.
Hey, yeah. And
yeah.
then be like, okay, now that you bought this picture, go buy this necklace.
Right. And some of the people are like, yeah, my girlfriend and I are following you on here so you can get it for your girlfriend.
Yes.
I love it. Like, I love when I hear that. It's just like, my girlfriend, I love watching your content. I'm like, yay. I love
Whoa.
It. It's just like, I mean, it's super flattering.
We watch it together before we bang.
Right. Like, there's something super flattering. Like, when a guy, like, you know, subscribes and, like, does all these things. But when a girl does, it's just like, there's something extra special.
So, and when they do it together, is it even more special?
I say, yeah. That's even really? More special because, like, they're both enjoying it.
So you know they're watching you maybe before they get it on, mm-hmm. and you like that.
Because then I feel bad because sometimes guys are like, my girlfriend doesn't know I'm on here. I'm like, dude, don't tell me that. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know your girlfriend, but that, like.
But in a weird way, you still kind of feel bad.
Right. Like, don't do that to me.
and don't tell me about it. Like, if that's your life, okay.
That's
you
fine.
You do you, but also, I don't need to know that you're.
Like, thanks.
How would she feel about this?
I do got to shift gears because there's something I wanted to tell you that I decided to do today spontaneously.
Okay. I'm nervous. You do some crazy spontaneous things.
This is going to happen on Friday.
And are you getting another part of your face tattooed?
No.
Okay.
So this literally came up in the group chat I'm in. So my cousin had her bachelorette party planned in January, but she got COVID like the week we were going to leave. So we canceled
Dude,
the trip.
That's very unfortunate.
So she got married back in February, and we planned we're going to be going to her bachelorette party next week.
Okay, so you had the wedding already, but yes. Still going to have the bachelorette party.
Right.
That's oh my God, I wonder how that's going to, like, are you guys still going to, like, have her, like, bride-to-be?
I'm guessing. I don't really know. I should probably ask. I think I'm providing a lot of the games and some other fun stuff. I'm flying out Monday night because it was cheaper.
okay,
and then get there super early on Tuesday. That being said, one of the girls, I didn't realize this is what she did for a living. She is like a spray tan person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, works at like a tanning salon.
Yeah. And like she's the, like, not the esthetician, but like the person in charge of it, whatever. And so she's like, hey, I'm having I'm doing a special right now for like $25 if you guys want to be in on it. And I'm like, I don't know anything about spray tanning. And I hear $25 doesn't sound unreasonable to me. It sounds pretty good price.
It's about $25 total.
Yeah, for the appointment.
That's a really good deal, I think.
Yeah, just because I'm like having my like eyebrows waxed sometimes is like $20 to $25. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And because I had bought last year, I wanted to like put it on my lower half, and I couldn't. I don't think I did it right. But I got some of that self tanning foam.
Oh, the foam.
Yeah, there's
I've
a foam.
I've done the lotions a lot.
Lotions scare me because I feel like they come out streaky, but I heard good things about the foams. Mm. I tried it. I didn't really notice a difference. And I was going to do it actually this weekend. And every time I did it, I was like, ugh. I kind of get that lazy vibe like after I showered. It's like I have
Dude,
to wait
well, it's
like
a whole process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it evenly all around your body. Then you have to just stand there naked while it dries.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, I did it for a few months before a wedding that I went to because I was like, I really want to. And I did it like every time I showered, every day, blah, blah, blah. And then like I go to the wedding, I see pictures of me from the wedding and I'm like, I still look pasty AF. Like this was not worth like the 2-3 months. But you know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, OK, I'm going to be white or I'm going to be hella white. Either way, I'm going to be really, really white. Like,
But the girl offered, she's like, hey, I'm doing a special right now if anybody's interested. So I got an appointment for Friday after the show.
Oh!
And I'm getting my first ever spray tan.
Have you ever gotten any type of tan ever?
I've gone
like, laid in the.
I've been in a tanning bed a couple times because like a couple of the gyms I've been in have offered free tanning.
Okay.
But I never really. I was always scared to buy the lotions and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would only use like a light sunscreen, like so I could still maybe tan because I tan. It's
yeah,
that
you
Mexican
can actually tan.
It's the Mexican melanin that kind of is hiding
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
So
you're just doing it once.
Yeah.
Like one spray tan on Friday and then you leave on Monday.
Yeah.
And have you talked to the girl? Have you been like, this is my first, you know what shade I should go? Like, is it okay that I'm only doing it once?
I literally, I only asked, I'm like, will it look bad with tattoos? Because I worried that it's going to look like someone put makeup over my tattoos. And she's like, not at all. She has tattoos.
Yeah, no, they probably have it down like to a science now because
right.
so many people have tattoos.
But I figured like we'd. Figure it
but
out
I'm like, because
then
I'm like, okay, can you, because I hear, you know, you can't sweat for a certain amount of time. You can't shower a certain amount mm-hmm. of time. Like, you shouldn't, like, put lotion, you know, like.
You shouldn't cry.
Yes.
Have you seen those pictures?
You don't want like streaks down your face.
I've seen those pictures. They look bad. So I feel like I don't have any plans to sweat on Friday or do anything.
Or cry.
Nobody
but you haven't gotten
to me.
Like the details yet.
Not yet.
Oh, I literally cannot wait to hear about it because I've never done any type of tanning before.
Okay, not even in a bed?
Never in a bed, never spray. I've never done any of it. And I always thought like maybe the first time I would do it is like for my wedding.
Okay.
You know, but I've heard like the, no, you need to do it a few times before. You need to do it like before this time. You can't do it within 24 hours of that. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is too complicated because I sweat a lot.
Yeah,
I cry
do.
A lot. I need to take a shower because I'm a sweaty mofo.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Do I just need to just, so I'm curious to see your experience, how you look, how dark they'll get you.
Because I don't want to look so dark that I look fake. You know?
Yeah, but also you also don't want to be spending money and not have a difference at all,
right?
Either.
And my thing is like my upper side is a little tanner than like my lower half.
Yeah,
like my lower half is white as hell. So I'm really just mostly doing it to kind of even myself out.
Okay, because so you don't even really want to look tan.
I mean, my minimum goal is to even out my body tone, but I would like to be a couple shades darker, like when it's summertime and I get tan. Like,
yeah. So you actually will notice a difference.
Yes, I would like to notice it. But if for whatever reason I could only do it in one session, like at least even out, I'd be happy with that. For $25, I'm like, okay,
I'll do it. Sure,
I'll try it out. I'll try anything.
Is it Sunny and Nola? Do you know the?
I haven't actually checked this last week.
You haven't checked yet, girl. You're leaving hella soon.
I know. Well, because we've had these days off, my whole calendar seems so shifted. I feel like I still have a week. I feel like I felt like today was Monday. That's why. It's all throwing me off, but
have you been to New Orleans?
I've never been to New Orleans. It has been on my bucket list since
goodness.
I was like 14 years old. Today it is 85 degrees.
Holy crap, that's hot.
Oh crap.
What is it supposed to be? Is it getting hotter? It's already 85 degrees there.
It is not getting hotter.
Oh no.
On Tuesday, because I'm technically arriving Tuesday, the high is 82. With thunderstorms, 30% chance of thunderstorms. So it looks like it's going to be raining every single day except Friday, which Friday's the night I think we're going out.
Girl, it's New Orleans. Y'all are going to be going out like every night.
Well, like, so there is this fancy, for anybody that's holding a bachelorette party, there is this app called The Batch.
Okay.
Like B-A-C-H. So yeah, heads up. So there is, it's for your bachelorette party. So I have like the bachelorette like on here and then you have the person, like it's all of us join, make your account. The planner is right here. And then everybody else is on there. So you can add like guest to-do lists, like add your phone numbers, cast your votes on what we should do.
So it's like an app for people planning a party.
Right. I think specifically bachelorette parties, but they have like expenses like, hey, you know, this is how much this is going to cost. So everybody, here's your, how much you need to spend, which I'm a little confused on because I've already sent money via Venmo. So I got to ask her about that anyways. But like, there's...
Ooh, Vicky still owes some money.
Probably, usually. But then like there is like the itinerary, what we're doing every single day.
Oh.
So, for example, on Tuesday, we check into the Batch Loft. It has the address there, too. And then 8 o'clock, we're going to have a girls game night in and then do, like, the bachelorette games and stuff the night in, like, when we all arrive from the airport.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the first day. The second day, you know, we have a birthday brunch at this restaurant, that kind of a thing. Our birthday brunch. Oh, yeah, because our birthday was for the maid of honor, because it's my cousin's birthday. That's why
you're like, wait a second.
I'm like my other no, it's because like the
what are we doing
the
here?
The maid of honor
bachelorette party.
The maid of honor is the sister to the bachelorette or the bride.
Wow, so y'all are celebrating her too.
Well, and then that's like the nice. Bride just recently had her birthday too, so it's like lots of stuff going on.
Wow,
we're doing,
this sounds very planned.
Yeah, they're doing that. We're doing a swamp tour, I guess, on Thursday afternoon.
Yes, is that where you see the crocodiles?
Yes, the Cajun
yes.
encounters. That looks
I
like a crocodile in the picture.
Hell yeah. That's the one thing I wanted to do when I went there, and I made it happen.
And then, like, on Friday at 10 to 12, we're going on a hoodoo voodoo tour.
Hoodoo voodoo. Is that some stuff that you'd be really interested in?
I'm more interested in that than the swamp tour, honestly.
Yeah.
And then we're doing a VIP bar and club crawl.
Damn, they got this planned out.
Oh, yeah. So they're apparently, like, I think if I remember correctly, on the pub crawl, we had, like, multiple like, there's going to be multiple clubs and we get drinks on everyone. I think it includes all our drinks or something. It was fairly reasonable. I was very surprised. So
yeah, usually those, and you have like an hour or something within each club, and then you
right.
gather up and then go on the bus again.
And then Saturday we're getting like beignets and coffee because Easter is that Sunday. We wanted to be back before Easter because some of the gals have kids.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, I guess.
So, yeah. I'm getting my spray tan
For thunderstorms.
So I'm glad I'm getting it Friday and not Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, so then it'll hopefully be, like, dry enough. So if you are out in the rain, it's okay. You won't get all smeary. But that would be hilarious.
Actually,
you have to get a hand grenade. Oh, my gosh.
What is a hand grenade?
It is the huge green drink. Okay. And it's, like, it looks like a hand grenade at the bottom, and then it's like the ones you see in
yeah,
Vegas.
Okay.
And it's like a slushy. It is my freaking favorite thing there.
Are they a specific flavor, or is that just what they call a drink served in that container?
No, it's just called a hand grenade. I don't know if it's like lemon or lime. I don't even know what flavor.
It's almost like
a
margarita.
Yes. Yeah. Like a frozen margarita. It's so good, and you'll definitely see people with them. But like if they have like a sign that says hand grenade, you have to get one.
Okay, I'll get one just for you.
I'm not showing my boobies. Damn it! That was going to be the other thing. I was like, you have to. You're not going to show your boobs and earn your beads?
I may or may not. I do. I'm hoping.
Vicky, you have to. You don't even know if you're ever going to be in New Orleans ever again.
My boobies aren't that great.
Mine aren't either. I still got beads, though, for them.
Can I show my butt? Like, I'll show off my butt.
No, it's got to be boobs. I wonder why. They think you're just mooning them.
Right.
They wouldn't think like, oh, yeah, sexy. They'd be like, why is this bitch mooning us?
That being said.
I'm
hoping to. Well, if I get drunk enough, I probably will. Let's be honest.
I was stone cold sober.
I know you were. That's you.
It was like during the afternoon. And I was like, this is my one opportunity. I don't know why I thought it was my one opportunity. I was there for like five more days, but I was like, Sarah, this is my once in a lifetime.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You have to. Oh man, girl. Do you think the bride-to-be/bride already is going to?
Because
she got some big cans. I saw her picture.
She's got
her
big
pictures
hands.
From her wedding. Oh, whoa. She was showing hella boob. I was shocked.
And that was contained because she's got some big old boobies.
Yeah, it was like super low cut, but then there was like this little lace thing to kind of cover it, but it was see-through. So I was like, girl, you might as well just have, but I was even like, wow.
It was like a nice mix of like sexy, but still classy.
No, it was all sexy. It was.
Her dress in general.
Her dress
like,
in general,
the whole
yes,
outfit, that's what I
but
mean.
But the actual front part.
Oh, yeah, that was all sexy.
I was like, this is some crap I would wear at my wedding. What the? I didn't know she was so like. It was like that's all you could pay attention to.
I mean, if
and
you got
I'm
them,
straight,
them.
So damn.
Maybe not as much as you thought.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Let me motorboat.
I wouldn't because that's my cousin. That's weird.
Yeah. No. Do you think she would show? Because I was thinking of flashing. Then I thought of her boobs, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna be like the main person there. Is that like her kind of vibe?
So I don't think so. Maybe if she's drunk enough, she might be. Especially now that she's actually officially married. Because I had brought up, I think, in one of the like early on parties or get-togethers we did, I was like, so, are we going to go to any strip clubs while we're in New Orleans? Because I hear some of those strip clubs are amazing.
Oh,
and she said she's not down, like, that's not her vibe.
What? Like, she seems so, like, wild and free.
Right, but she's also a school teacher now.
So?
I know, that's why I was just like...
It's not like her kids are going to be on her Instagram or on her Facebook.
Well, here's open, right?
Also, did you see her wedding dress?
I know, but like people have certain like once they get into certain roles, they feel like they have certain expectations for themselves, which I mean like okay, cool. But if I have like a night where I'm kind of on my own or whatever, I'm going to a strip club.
And especially cuz the male strip clubs, like at least the ones I went to in New Orleans, it's literally just like a performance.
Okay.
Like they're on stage and they just like do amazing things with their body. You're like, how is someone that strong? You know? And it's like everyone's just was watching them. It's not like, I don't know. I mean, most male strip clubs, they are kind of like that anyway. They don't really like come up to you and like start grinding. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like unless you pay for that. But it was just, it's like a show.
Okay. It's like, I mean, I'd be down for either kind of strip club.
And you can film. Oh my God.
You can?
Yes. I have so many videos of all these men doing all these amazing things.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you just gotta sneak out and go. Are there anyone going that like would go with you, or do you not know them well enough to know if they would be on that level?
There's one that might be.
You need to steal her.
She might be down. I don't know.
And have a wild time.
We'll have to kind of figure it out.
Just get a few hand grenades in you. You'll be good to go.
But I'm both nervous and excited. And
why are you nervous?
Well, it's just the idea of, like, right now traveling and stuff. Like, I know everything's kind of calmed down a bit, but I just kind of get nervous when I do travel anywhere.
Just in general.
Just in general. Like,
yeah, and it's kind of far away.
Right. So I am going to be doing some extra content on the OnlyFans to make some extra money for this trip because I want to be able to buy some stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, not have to worry about it. And if you go to strip clubs, you know, who knows what you're going to spend.
Right. But I'm hoping also, like, I've told a couple of the girls that I do OnlyFans, and it's hilarious to me because one of the gals is also a school teacher. She's, like, a second grade teacher. She's one of the sweetest things. Like, I want her to dump her boyfriend and, like, date my brother because she's so sweet. But, like, I told her about it, and she's just like, oh, my God. Like, she's all excited about it. Like, she's not judgmental. She's just, like, a very sweet person who, I don't want to say she has an edge, but she's not scared of the edge, you know?
Okay, sometimes the sweetest people are the kinkiest.
Right?
I was going to say craziest, but let's say kinkiest.
So that's why I'm, like, I might, like, try to bring some outfits and stuff with me and maybe do some pictures in the place.
Say, yeah, like, in the Airbnb. There,
see if I can put in my ring light.
Dude, you should.
I have a smaller ring light I might be able to bring with me.
Plus, like, everyone wears anything and everything they want there. Mm. So even if you wanted to take pictures outside or something, right. No one would, like, bat. I mean, people are flashing everyone. Like, right. No one would bat an eye at anything.
Right.
That would be so fun, actually.
But I also don't want to upstage the bride. I was just thinking taking pictures in the, what's it called?
I don't think the bride will care. If you want to sneak away and get some pictures, you can invite her.
Right. It's like, bring all my, because sometimes, like, I'll do, like, pasties. And stuff. Yeah. Like, I have so many pasties. Just bring them. Who wants pasties? Let's flash.
Yes.
For the camera.
Yeah. Actually, though, camera. Oh, I just need a picture of your boobs. Your face doesn't have to be in it. Right.
Who wants to get crazy?
Hey, man.
I have a few pasties.
I support all of this.
I have a few pasties I may or may not have saved for you.
Oh, yeah. Too bad I'm not. Oh, right. Man. I'd be such a bad influence, though.
Yeah.
Everyone would be seeing your boobs. Yeah. Everyone. And people wouldn't have to pay for them. They just have to give you a bead.
I need to make some business cards or something, like, follow me on OnlyFans.
Oh, my gosh. To pass them out in New Orleans.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
Dude, that would be so funny.
How would you? I need to go look this up. Like, how would business cards for an OnlyFans look like?
Well, you could just have, like, could you just have a little QR code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I also want to entice them, but I also want to be subtle in case their girlfriend sees it, you know, that kind of a thing.
Well, the background picture that you used to have on your OnlyFans when you first started, I don't know if you still do, but it was, like, of
my
your
booty.
Butt. Yeah, of your butt with, like, a bat.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, perfect.
Okay.
That, like, looked like it could be, like, a movie theater poster, you know, but, like, it was actually you and it's real life. But, like, it's, like, little teasing, but not too much. So then, you know, I mean, in Vegas, people pass around, like, trading cards, quote unquote, that are just, like, almost completely naked women to everyone. Guys, girls. George got, like, 8 million.
Huh. That's awesome.
And there's so you could easily be like, hey, follow me on OnlyFans, you know, if you want to see more of this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking on, like, just the Google images and stuff. And some people did do, like, the QR code, but they put on, like, OnlyFans. Like, okay, let's be a little more subtle, people.
Yeah, what do people say? Like, follow me to see more?
It says, as seen on OnlyFans with the at on there, and on the other side is the QR code.
Well, because I know a lot of people do it for, like, their Venmos or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I know my friend made her sister, like, a pin when she was getting married and was like, buy me a drink. And it was, like, her QR code
that's
for Venmo.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's really smart and very convenient for if people do want to donate or join.
And I'm looking at some other business cards. Like, somebody made theirs kind of looks like a... Cards Against Humanity card.
Oh, that's funny.
But there's some really cool ones. I kind of want a holographic one. I want something shiny and snazzy.
Okay, girl, you don't have that much time to make these.
I don't.
Remember,
okay.
Less than a week.
Okay, well, maybe we should just go now because I have a lot of stuff I got to take care of.
This needs to be your top one. Screw the resin and the jewelry making for the time being. You need to make a QR code for your OnlyFans so people in New Orleans can help you pay
Hook
for this trip.
Up. Because this trip cost a lot more than I was planning because of the rescheduling. So I could definitely use some help.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Oh, yay, Corona.
For this bride-to-be who's already a bride.
It's still going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Crossing some things off my bucket list for sure.
Hell yeah.
So that being said, I won't be in next week. We won't be podcasting. But the following week, we will give you a recap of everything that went on.
And I swear, if you do not earn your beads, Vicky, I will be so disappointed in you. Just saying, I know I sound like a mother, don't I?
When did we switch spots?
When did we switch? I'll be so disappointed in you, Vicky.
I am not mad. I am disappointed.
Yeah. People need to see your beautiful underboob tattoos.
Oh, yeah, my new one.
Oh, yes. Come on. Give the people what they want.
Let me see if I have time to go get the... No, I don't have time. It's like, get the rest of the tattoos done. Nope. That's not going
to
be fun
no,
for the trip.
And you want it to be like swollen and bruised. Exactly. And then you got to get itchy. Your spray tan.
Nope. Definitely stupid thought. That being said, we will talk to you guys in a couple of weeks. And wish us luck.
Wish Vicky luck. Show your boobs.
Wish all the girls luck.